Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh boy, oh boy. This world is dark.
This world? You mean California?
California. Our world. The world we live in. So how are you? Good morning. Hello,
good.
Everyone.
It's hard to bitch when you... I mean, I am the... You upset my schedule, and I am a weeping gas bag. But
ridiculous.
Honestly, with the fires and the people who are running, the evacuations, it's really hard to be like, my power's out.
I know. Meanwhile, people are like, could I please get a hotel room at this, the fourth hotel I've stopped at?
Right, so...
Yeah, there's a lot of people not having a good Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was telling Bryn that yesterday, so our power went out. I don't know when yours went out. Ours was Saturday night. Saturday night.
We were sitting there. I was doing a last load of towels. Oh. Come on. Come on, dryer.
Come on, dryer.
Come on, dryer.
Did you get them?
No.
Oh, darn.
Those
probably smell good by today.
Well, no, they mostly dried, and then we hung them out for the rest of the drying.
Old school.
Mm.
But it was one of those trying to get what we could get done. We knew it was going off. We hit 8 o'clock, and it hadn't gone off yet, and we're like, maybe we're...
I know.
And it went off.
That is so funny. So we went to a party on Saturday night. The people who were hosting the party, they'd already lost their power. Like it seemed like we were the last people to lose it. It was after 8 o'clock.
So it was like a no power party.
It wasn't. It was fine, you know. It was they already had all the food out and they had all the candles going.
What city was that in?
It was in Mill Valley. So we rode our electric bikes over. Of course, we can't charge them back up, so, you know. My car, too, is an electric car. So this morning I pull in, and Bryn's like, well, I got power. You can use my charger. So I'm charging on his dime this morning. Well, I'm charging on the company's dime, but I'm charging on his power cord.
Yeah, I suffer from that. I don't get charged.
Yeah, I had made this dumb post sitting in the dark at my house on Saturday night where I just took a picture of the dark and posted that.
Oh, fun.
And I was like, this is us.
Yeah.
And then all the comments were so funny. First of all, everyone's like, me too, and someone wrote, you started your own Me Too movement.
Mm.
How stupidly funny.
Hashtag Me Too Dark.
Oh.
Me Too Scared of the Dark.
Yuck.
Yeah.
So awful. But anyway, that was us, and we're just like, okay, now this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're sitting here in the dark. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Oh, there's nothing there.
Right.
It's just a picture of blackness.
I was expecting.
No, but that's the picture. Yeah. I was sitting
you took
in
a
my
picture,
living
sure.
room.
Right.
Boom.
I mean,
took pictures this morning and put them up because I had candles lit. I was like, oh, this is actually kind of pretty.
I kept thinking, it didn't even show the alarm. Oh, right. Nothing's like, you know, you would see the time or something.
Right.
But of course you wouldn't. It's all off.
My alarm works still. It must be a battery backup.
Maybe.
So, I mean, it has to be.
Wait, your house alarm?
Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, no, our house. No, I just meant in the living room, I thought some clock would
show. Oh,
nothing
right.
It's black. There's nothing.
Right. Yeah, my alarm clock. I didn't sleep. I never really sleep well on a Sunday anyway.
Right.
But I was so nervous that somehow my phone would run out of power overnight. Hello, black coffee in a can.
Oh, he has to use a can because he doesn't have the coffee maker at home, right?
No, I had one. So we went that first night without in the house and just fine. And then the next day we went, okay, let's go over to the beach, which is, I have this little apartment there. And we were there yesterday.
So the power was on.
The power was on there.
That's amazing.
So
that's so nice.
From
so
that standpoint, we were okay. Everybody in that little place, though, oof, the baby wouldn't fall asleep. She was screaming at like 8, just not going down.
Boy.
You know, just not her place. This isn't where I sleep. What do you keep putting me? I went in there and tried. I'm like, hurt. You know when the kid finally falls asleep in your arms, they're so much heavier.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, I did it.
Don't move.
I'm putting you down, and I'm going to bed. I put her down, and I reach right for up. The door. And, rah! I'm like, sorry, kid.
Yeah, cry
Mom.
It out.
Yep. Mom, you're on this. I'm out of here.
Oh,
so
man.
I don't know if it was better or worse being in the tiny place with all the weird...
With all the electricity, you mean?
Troubling
yeah.
issues. Or no, electricity's good. Don't get
yeah,
me wrong.
Yeah, no, it's great. It is.
I did get a warm shower this morning.
Oh, lucky you. Good for you.
And I did get to make coffee.
I didn't get to do anything.
But I had
things.
To be super... Oh, my God. We're on top of each other. I had to be yeah. so quiet. I couldn't even put my pants on because they go...
Oh, you got corduroys on?
No, just regular jeans. Mm-hmm. But, you know...
Sure.
In a quiet house, you realize, oh, that's noisy.
Boy, everything is noisy. Well, you know, look, I mean, I may come to your house today to take a shower. I can't. I don't know how many cold showers I can take. I swear to God.
You it's can like, take it.
I am just a giant baby. Like, last night... You know, we came into the city to get food because we just, like, our fridge is starting to smell and we've got, you know, all our ice packs are in there and everything, but it's just, you know, we got to clean that thing out today. Mm-hmm. So last night we went to Japantown, had a bowl of ramen, and then we bought two big coffees at a little bakery there to bring home so that I would have some coffee this morning. And when we got home... I was like, I gotta hop in the shower. I've been sort of putting it off. Like, well, maybe I could go one more day and just go to work. I'm like, I want to go in there and do it. And Riley's like, just get in there, just get under the water, just power through it. It allows you to start to warm up. I'm like, I just can't do it. So I tried, you know, and then I'm just like screaming in there and just like trying to wash my hair as
You're
fast
so
as
dramatic.
I can.
My
I'm not
goodness.
Dramatic. I just, you know, like just wash all the essential stuff and quickly like hang your head backwards and try to get everything rinsed out of your hair. And oh, and then afterwards I'm like freezing to death. I know, poor me, boo-hoo.
Last night, so at this little...
Oh, shut up.
At our little beach spot.
Yeah.
We walked down to the beach at 5 o'clock, me and my kid. 4 o'clock, actually. We were there. But anyway, I was in the ocean swimming around until 5:30.
Ugh.
I mean, it was one of those... It's so weird because you can smell the smoke.
Yeah.
It's dry and there's that wind blowing.
Oh, the wind's
and
no
on
joke.
On top of the ocean and the wind... And the dryness, it's like your eyes are cracking just to blink. You know that feeling?
Mm-hmm.
And yet there I am in the water going, come on, get in here. She's six or five, whatever, six this
well,
week.
Well, she's six, right.
Such a puss.
Oh, my God.
Up to her knees.
I don't think she's a puss at all. It's freezing cold. It's wetsuit
like,
water.
I'm down here for you. You wanted to swim. She runs into her knees and then runs out like it's coming for her.
Well, it is. It's freezing.
Ah!
It's too cold, Daddy. Well.
Bogus.
Yeah. We sat on the couch yesterday. I didn't get up till noon.
Oh, well, there's one way to pass
yeah,
the day.
Yeah, that's one way to pass it.
Sleep
I
it
come
off.
Outside. I made grilled cheese on the grill. Ooh. That was grilled. We have a cast iron pan, so I did the... What was that? That was delicious. I'm like, I can make this work. And we're sitting me... And, actually, John went to the city because he had to watch the Patriots game. So he and my brother came into the city to watch their stupid game. So it's just me and the two kids. Yep, that has to happen.
They came into the city?
They did. Well, that's the only place with any power. Marin County's 100% dark. Like, there's no place. So they just came into the city.
Yeah, I got that notification on my phone.
Yeah.
Like, Marin County's all out. I was
yeah,
like,
100%.
Oh,
Sarah?
Man.
It's cool, though. We've been walking around at night, and it's just so... Well, you can hear, like, the distant rumble of the people who are lucky enough to already have a generator. Now everyone's like, I got to get one of those. But so there's a few places that I guess they're running their fridge and, you know, their TV. They can watch their Patriots or whatever. So it was just me and the two kids at home. We're sitting on the couch talking about whatever. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I should read you guys a book. It'd be like the olden days, you know, if you read your kids. So I went over and got the first Harry Potter off the shelf. And I read it to them for like 4 hours yesterday.
What?
It was just so fun.
and your kids. Mm-hmm. Your grown children, men, grown men, sat there and listened to their mom read them Harry Potter.
And it was
for
so
4 hours.
Fun. I was having so much fun. I was doing all the voices and everything. And
should have recorded that.
They're
that'd
cracking
great.
Yeah, what are you doing? You didn't, for 4 hours, you held their attention?
I know.
Yeah,
crazy.
Well, the book is so good. And we were just having, we had such a good time with it. And it was funny because it actually, you know, look, it sucks and people are going through hell right now. But I was like, oh, I found a little fun thing.
Surprised that Shawnee even sat through that, huh?
Oh, yeah. He was, you know, he's not a big reader. He does not.
He's
he feels
typically
like reading
over
to him is, oh, I know. Isn't that so true? It really is. And he, but, you know, he can't go on his computer. And
yeah, nowhere else.
We don't have any cell phones. He was stuck with his mom's.
He can't even leave and go to the bar with his dad.
I know. He
could have
grabbed a guitar and sat in his room, but we have acoustic guitars around.
Yeah, the
but
piano.
We just, and the piano. We just sat around and read the book. And every now and then I'd be like, all right, I need to, because we had like, we'd been saving, hoarding coffee all weekend, you know? Yeah. So we had that in the fridge. And every now and then I'd pour myself more
black
coffee.
But the fridge was off, right?
Yeah, the fridge is off. But we'd saved a ton of, we had those frozen like ice packs and stuff. So we sort of packed it around the things that we needed. The milk's just gone. The thing is starting to smell. I mean, today we got to clean it out.
It's funny. There were posts. I don't know what the missus is looking at next door or Facebook, but she's like, neighbors of ours were asking if we're going to be reimbursed for the food loss. Like they actually thought that might happen.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, turn in your receipts. We'll send you a cash check.
Yeah,
we'll
no
send
problem.
You check in cash.
It just sucks. We have a bunch of, John always, whenever he makes a casserole, he makes two. So we always have a bunch of casseroles in our freezer, like anytime you need to eat something. Those are all just, they're starting to stank. It's a bummer. But we took the frozen casseroles, put some of them in the fridge. Those last a long, you know, just anything to keep everything cold in there. But, you know, it's not going to go 48 hours.
No, we're going to have to clean our fridge up.
You know, our fridge needed cleaning. Fridges, they just don't get it
Well,
enough.
Look, there's another bright side, everyone.
Sure.
Your fridge needed cleaning.
Right.
You losers.
You losers with your dirty fridges. You don't realize how bad your fridge is until the whole thing starts smelling like, oh.
You go in there and you find out you have 7 yellow onions. What do you need those for?
I just buy one every time I go to the store. Throw it in with the other ones. You never know when you're going to need a whole heap of onions. Hey, kids, it's onion ring night. Let's do this.
All those redundant things you go, we must need one of those.
Right.
Then you go look and go, man, I have way too many insert whatever's.
Right.
Tomatoes, I think onions.
Well, the onions will actually, they kind of sprout in your fridge. You ever notice that? They start growing that
disgusting.
Little green.
Or throw them in your backyard and they become pests.
Yeah, those little mini onions that
they'll
grow like weeds.
Yeah, crazy.
Don't do it. Don't throw onions in your yard.
Well, you know, unless you love them, you might have as much as you'd like.
You never have to buy them at the store again because your whole house is surrounded by onions.
Anyway, I think the power will get turned back on today in many places.
They are
Unfortunately,
saying that.
They're also saying
tomorrow.
There may be another wind event around the corner.
Well,
so this is how it's going to be. I, you know, actually, your boy Tommy is the first one I saw post this.
The generator thing?
The Tesla.
Oh
the Powerwall?
The Tesla Powerwall, which I apparently, if I have it correct, your solar power will fill that thing up, and then depending on which one you buy, it will last. It will run your house for a day to 3 days. I think the cheap one's $7,000.
Oh boy!
And the expensive one's $14,000.
Oh.
But the $14,000 one will power your whole house.
Well, they say too that you can make things last longer by just tripping all your breakers. Just leave on the one for your kitchen. You know, it's
if you're running off that thing,
Running off that, right? You run your house as though you didn't have power, but you keep your fridge on,
right?
And maybe I don't know, maybe if you have to have your TV or whatever.
So I don't think we'll do that now.
No,
because I'm sure it's at a premium.
They're jacking the price on that right now.
But generators too, yeah.
Come winter,
I know
I'm probably going to have to get into that because it, you know, the threat that PG&E is going to do this for 10 years to come.
I know we got to make some other arrangements. I can't live my life like this.
There's a few people not only posted, but just I've in conversation, you know, boy, California sure isn't what it used to be, huh? It's like, we've always had the fires.
Right.
It's always been a thing. But now this is just,
Well, this is the third year in a row where there's just massive. I mean, well, I shouldn't say that because so far it isn't one of those things where 3,000. I mean,
yeah, we've never seen to this extent,
right?
For sure.
I mean, the last couple of years have just been whole communities wiped out.
I used to really. So I've always loved this time of year because the surf picks up,
sure.
and you know,
football.
Now you're heading into the holidays and it's football, whatever. But I always really liked the dry winds, too. I mean, they were called Anas down south and up here. I don't know, whatever. But I always loved it. And now
now
it's got a whole new thing.
There's a bad connotation
attached to it.
Exactly.
The smell of smoke.
Yeah. That smoke thing is no joke, too. It just really kind of rags your throat. Although this weekend, I was just going to have a rag throat anyway. On Saturday night, we went to this blacked out Halloween party.
Did you get ripped?
No.
What?
I didn't get ripped. I mean,
oh, man.
You know, I
just
managed to do that on Friday night when we still had power. But I'm that Calamity Jane chick, and her voice like this all the time.
Mm.
So all night long, I'm talking like this, you see. And so my voice started getting ragged from that. Plus, we were jamming and stuff over there.
Of course you were.
Of course, because that's what we do. Drive everyone away and just have our own little party at everybody's party. so my boys got a little rag from that. And
did
then,
John bring a guitar to that party?
Of course.
So he rode his bike.
He has a travel guitar. He strapped it on his back. It was great. And he and Pat passed it back and forth.
Huh.
He played a million songs. It was fun. And then so all night I talked like Calamity Jane. I'm like, oh, my throat's kind of sore. And then the next morning, you know, I did, or I should say the next afternoon when I finally woke up, I read the Harry Potter for, like, no doubt 4 hours. And so yesterday night, I'm like, oh, man, my throat's sore. Clean the smoke smell. Although the smoke smell is much worse here in the city than it was at
it
my
is.
House.
Like, it's really
it's
strong
just
here.
Hitting here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even for, since I'm from the East Bay, that Vallejo fire, you can smell it, but it's definitely worse here.
Mm-hmm.
And what was up with the Carquinez Bridge on fire, too? Like,
so that's the same thing.
Yeah.
So it was right by the toll plaza.
Uh-huh.
And then since the wind was so strong yesterday, it jumped the water to Crockett. So that was the same.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of that.
Yeah, so it was.
It's pretty dramatic.
Yeah,
it looks like the bridge itself is on fire.
Yeah, it did. It wasn't that. I went through that toll plaza today to get here. Because it was faster because I looked. Either I have to go through Walnut Creek or through Vallejo, and Vallejo would be faster. And they're still, I just watched the news and they said it's 85% contained.
Oh my God.
And they're still there. The police have like the right lanes closed that are close to the hills.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's traffic building up. So
I'm sure I got
out just in time.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, that's Nicole, if you haven't
been
paying attention the last couple days. I think she might be
back tomorrow, right?
She'll be
back
on the
back
show tomorrow, but I think she's arriving at some point today.
Right.
So.
We should tell
She's
her to stay
Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
I know. Oh, my God.
You're not missing anything
You're
here.
You're not missing a thing here. Although, I think the peninsula, for the most part, has power, correct?
Yeah, I was going to say,
I
wonder if her power's
on and
out.
Off a little bit. I had a couple of half-hour blackouts.
Did you have power this morning?
I did, yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Wait, they turned it off for just like a half hour and it came back on?
I don't know if they turned it off or just, you know, turned itself off. I got the message saying that crews are investigating why your blackout is happening. We'll notify you when we figure it out.
Oh, as in this wasn't a planned one.
Right, it didn't seem planned. But I called my dad immediately. Can you bring me a generator? And he came through with it. And so I have one sitting there, just in case.
Oh, you guys just have a few generators sitting around?
He does.
How about, can you call your dad and ask him to bring me a generator?
He probably has one for you.
Yeah, that would be great.
He's like trying to show me how to connect it to my panel. Make sure you shut off the main power so that you can feed your entire house on the generator if you want to. It's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, I want to do that. Tell your dad I need
Christina
a generator.
Christina goes, we got to think of something that people need right now. I go, yeah, it's called a generator. Oh, well, we can't make that. I'm like, right.
Oh, things that you, I see. So, oh, look at her turning it into a money-making opportunity.
We can't make that. I'm like, right. We can't make anything. We got no power.
Right.
Get out of here.
And no soldering iron either, which I assume you need to make electricity. We don't have the housing. We needed to plan for this. Our generator making.
How can we get out of here?
That's funny.
Ridiculous.
She's funny. Wow. She's a funny girl. Yeah.
Sure.
It's weird. It's
hysterical.
Been like 48 hours since I sewed anything going into.
Oh, no.
I know. Well, you know.
Well, power's supposed to be back today, so I'll look and see.
That'd be nice, but then it'll be off tomorrow, huh? Is that the thing?
Yeah, it says Tuesday afternoon the winds are supposed to pick back up. Yeah.
Another wind event.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be nice to get everything charged back up, including my car. We'll see how that goes. Yeah. I can usually do, I can do 2 days round trip without recharging.
There's actually, it would have been easier for us to stay in the dark house except for the devices and things that need to be charged.
Right. Everything needs to be charged. You realize how much stuff too, like I, my computer will run, you know, it's just a laptop, so that'll run for a while, but I'm using that only, you know, we don't have internet, so I'm using that only to charge my cigarettes. So that's,
oh, that's important.
It is right? important. Listen, I got my needs. I don't want to have to actually go buy actual cigarettes.
Forget about your phone. Charge your cigarettes.
No. Well, I can charge my phone in the car. You know, you just, I'm like, when we drove into San Francisco last night, all of us went, John, get all the chargers. And we put every little the cigarette lighter things. Every one of them was filled up with ways for us to charge our stuff. And
you should get those power banks. There's a bunch of those power banks on Amazon.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, that's what we need. Power banks.
Yeah, they're like really cheap too.
And a Tesla Powerwall.
Well,
we need that.
To start
and
with
a generator.
Bank, they're small
solar panels.
And you travel with them, and charge everything.
We need all the
solar
stuff,
panels.
Man.
That's another story. That's a lot of money.
All right, let's do this thing. KLSC, KLSC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Let's play a song, and we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.